Ever wanted to try an Olympic and Paralympic sport? Try fencing. It's fast, safe, and easy to start. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/try fencing. That's usafencing.org/try fencing.
This, The Fan.
Good evening, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The Jackets will attempt to get back-to-back wins tonight as they host the Minnesota Wild at 7. Pre-game coverage starts right here on The Fan at 6:30. For the Buckeyes, Ohio State wide receiver Bryson Rogers intends to enter the transfer portal. The Florida native still has two seasons of eligibility left, and with Rogers' departure, Ohio State's third receiver spot for 2026 will likely come down to a contest between Mylan Graham, freshman Quincy Porter, and the recently signed Chris Henry Jr. Elsewhere in college football, quarterback Bo Prabula is on the move again. Prabula, who spent this season at Missouri after transferring from Penn State, has informed the Tigers that he plans to enter the transfer portal. Prabula doesn't plan to play against Virginia in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl on December 27th. In Thursday night football action, a battle for the NFC West and possibly the one seed in the postseason, the Rams and Seahawks kick off at 8:15. This update was sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Together to serve you better. Schedule today at thewaterworks.com.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, and Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Welcome to the Buckeye Show. On The Fan, I am Dave Biddle. Beamer has the night off. I am joined by my friend and colleague, Patrick Murphy. We have Isaiah Jacob at the controls. Gentlemen, how are you doing this evening?
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So last night, Tim Hall ended the show by saying it would be me and you on because he thought it was Thursday. And so he walks out into the little lobby there. And Beam and I talked about this last night and said, oh, I just totally said it was going to be the wrong people. And so Beam came on and said that it was Dave Biddle and Patrick Murphy. And I was like, let's keep it going for as long as you can.
That's hilarious. I wish I would have known that. And let's give Tim like an out here. It's not like he's the one that like makes up the schedule, right, you know? Yeah. Oh, wait, he is. He is.
So he does tell us when to come in, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I guess he sends that out.
Sometimes. That's hilarious.
All right. Yeah. So,
but anyway, to answer your question, things are going well.
I'm
pretty nervous about the game tonight.
I'm doing good. I feel like, yeah, Pat, tonight, Seahawks, Rams. Are you feeling confident? I see your boy Devontae Adams is out.
Yeah.
Or I guess he's doubtful. He's not completely out.
He's out. He's got the Marshall Faulk jersey on that is beautiful. That's a great jersey.
I actually have two of these jerseys.
That's fantastic.
This was from when I was a kid. It was obviously very big on me. And then I found this one's a little.
It's still big on you.
Beat up, yeah. I found the exact same one at a thrift store not too long ago, so I bought it. Isaiah, no, I'm not feeling good. The last time these two teams played in LA, it came down to a field goal that the Seahawks missed despite turning the ball over 4 times, and it was a 2-point game. So I don't feel good about tonight.
So we're one day away from playoff games, which we were talking before the show. I am psyched about this. We have a game tomorrow night, CFP. Yeah. We've got 3 on Saturday, including at high noon, 11 a.m. local in College Station. We have Texas A&M against Miami. A&M favored by 3.5. The winner gets to play the defending national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. And, you know, I go back and forth. I actually think Miami might be a tick better than A&M. When people ask, who would you rather play? My wife even asked me this, like, as I was leaving the house. She's like, who do you think we'd rather play? And I'm like, I'd rather play. And she even interrupted me. She's like, probably Miami because it's in Texas. I'm like, yes, exactly. Like, I actually think Miami's a tick better, but I would rather play Miami just because it's so close. And I don't, you know, not that Ohio State didn't play a team from Texas in Texas last year in the CFP. I'd rather play by Miami, but it's really close. If you're a Buckeye fan, I think you're hoping for like a 10 overtime game on Saturday.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it matters?
No. No, I think either way, I think Ohio State would win. That's a great question.
I think so, too. I do think Miami, I said this on our show earlier today on Bucknuts, that I think Miami on their best day, so their ceiling is higher than Texas A&M's. I think Texas A&M played really like 2 games all season, which... Right. So that you could make that same argument.
1-1.
Right. You could make that argument. They did play LSU. They did play Missouri. Both those teams were ranked at the time, but we know what those teams were. I just don't see the same, again, ceiling with Texas A&M as I do with Miami. Like, I know Carson Beck can be really good. I also know he can throw 4 interceptions against Louisville. But if he comes out and, say, Ohio State's defense doesn't play its best for the first time all season, I could see where all of a sudden you're in a game with Miami, and I just don't have that same concern, I guess, with Texas A&M. Like, Marcel Reed's a good quarterback. He's dynamic. They do have Casey Concepcion, who's a pretty good, you know, guy, especially when they get him in space. But I just don't think they have as many playmakers on both sides of the ball that would worry you as a Buckeye fan. I think the home field advantage thing is legitimate. I mean, look, Ohio State won there last year, but that's a different Ohio State team. It's a more veteran Ohio State team. By this point, I guess it doesn't really matter too much. But
and that was a super close game. We know it was 28-14. It was almost 21-21 until Jack Sawyer that stuff up. And we had the best safety combo in America, just completely messing things up before then. But seriously, man, that was like, you were there. I mean, that was like basically a home game for Texas. Ohio State always travels well. But dude, you're playing Texas in Texas, and Dallas is more of a stronghold for the Longhorns than it is the Aggies. But still, there's plenty of Aggie fans in.
It's less than a 3-hour drive from College Station.
Exactly. So it would be like you're saying, oh, it's a neutral site. Like, can we play the game in Cincinnati or Cleveland?
Yeah.
would that be a neutral site? No, of course it wouldn't. No. So I'd rather play Miami, but I think it's gonna be a good game Saturday. I'm glad that's the first one.
Go ahead. Since you brought that up, do you envision a time, especially as the playoff, as we assume, expands, do you envision a time where they play some of these games outside of traditional bowl sites or more northern bowl sites just to balance it out? Or do you think we're gonna stick in the south and the the West Coast?
I think the only northern games are going to be like home playoff games, like the Buckeyes had last year. I don't think they're going to have all of a sudden have a game in like Indy or Detroit. They could.
You don't think people want to travel to Detroit in January for a playoff game?
I mean, I'd prefer it than some. Maybe no. I mean, Indy though. I mean, Indy hosted a Super Bowl. Detroit hosted a Super Bowl. Cleveland, I'm sure, will with their new stadium
if it happens.
It's going to happen, right, Isaiah?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Do you like that idea?
I don't hate the idea. It's grown on me. Every time I go up there, because people say it's home field advantage for the Browns to have the bad weather going on, I want the dome. We haven't had home field advantage in 20 years.
I was going to say, we have a lot of data that shows that maybe not so much. They're like, well, here's your road record. Okay, maybe. No, seriously. That will be cool, though, because if you're an NFL team and you get a domed stadium, you are getting a Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to your point, like, no, I don't think we're going to see like any actual like bowl games in the north. It's gonna have, for playoff games, it's gonna have to be home playoff games. And Patrick, I think we're headed for 16. It's definitely gonna expand. It's not going to next year. Could. There's no doubt, in my opinion, it's gonna expand. I think we're headed for 16. I would do first two rounds home playoff games.
Okay. Then everyone gets a home playoff game, as opposed to now where the best teams get punished and don't get that experience / revenue.
Yeah, and if you're the one seed and you beat the 16, you get another home playoff game.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you're doubly rewarded, you know, despite now you get zero.
Yeah. I do not. That's my biggest thing about the current format. And I think there are, you know, we talked about this when we were the other day. Like, there's too much complaining going on about all this. We have a pretty good thing. But yes. I do think it makes no sense that the best teams don't, their fans, they don't get to play at their home stadium. Like, I don't know how you fix that other than expanding, but it just doesn't make sense to me that the fifth seed gets a better situation. Now, you do get that extra time off, but we'll see how that works out. It did not work out well for teams last year.
It's just so hard for them to let go of the bowls, isn't it? That's what it is. Well, the major bowls. They're just like, we got to find a way to continue this marriage of like, well, the CFP and the bowls. We're going to get further and further away from that where the bowls are not going to be involved, but probably not for another at least 5-10 years.
Did you know? I just learned this last week from Jerry Emig. This is the last year of the bowl tie-ins. So, for instance, the Big Ten winner will not have to go to the Rose Bowl next year, or the SEC winner won't have to go to the Sugar Bowl. So, you still have the bowls, but you don't have that direct history going into them, which maybe is a sign that they are potentially moving away. Like, I'm fine with playing a Rose Bowl game. I just hate the fact that you have to play it on January 1st, because you could frankly be done with the playoff by January 1st if you want to.
Way back in the day during the 4-team playoff, we're going like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
if you were the number one seed, you'd pick where you would play. I mean, you'd get like one of two choices.
Right.
You couldn't just say, we're going to play in Afghanistan. It'd be like the Rose Bowl or like the Sugar Bowl, something like that. But you would pick where you could play. I think they should do that. That should be absolutely an incentive right now. If you're the number one seed, if you're Indiana, you should pick. No, they'd probably pick the Rose Bowl regardless. Even they haven't been there since 67. That was a year before Ohio State's Super Softs beat USC and OJ Simpson in the Rose Bowl. That's the last time Indiana was there, was a 67 season. So they'd probably pick it anyway. But like, I think that should be something the number one seed should be able to do, is like, okay, we also get to pick our location.
Well, they do pick. So for instance, Indiana got to pick its semifinal destination. So they do get that. But yes, you still have the, you have to go to the Rose Bowl, you have to go to the Sugar Bowl, that type of thing.
So I don't want to bury the lead here. This is not the lead, my friends. And I wish him well. I don't know if he's staying on for the playoff, but he's a really good guy. Bryson Rogers transferring. He's a young man from Tampa. Where's USF located at, Patrick?
Tampa.
Tampa. So do we know for sure he's going to USF to follow Brian Hartline? We don't know for sure, but it seems pretty likely. But what are you hearing on that? We obviously had the story today on Bucknuts. Is he going to stay with the team through the playoff? Does it even matter? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. This game, it's interesting because the portal doesn't open until, what, January 2nd. So unless he wants to just go train elsewhere, or the team doesn't want him around, which I don't think would be an issue, it's really more, do you stay after the Cotton Bowl or any of the quarterfinal games? Because in theory, he can't even actually enter the transfer portal until, or he can't start talking to teams. It legally, right. Until
doesn't after, even matter,
right? Until after that game, anyway. So I would imagine, and this is just a speculation on my part, I would imagine that he's still around for the Cotton Bowl, and then you have to decide. He has to decide what he wants to do if Ohio, assuming Ohio State wins, about the semifinal.
All right, we're going to talk more Ohio State football next, and also who's going to be the next head coach at Michigan. This is the Buckeye Show.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were six. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan.
Ever wanted to try an Olympic and Paralympic sport? Try fencing. It's fast, safe, and easy to start. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/try fencing. That's usafencing.org/try fencing.
Today at Raising Cane's, if you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, all available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay up.
T-Bone and Tybus.
I mean, we can just stay with Alabama. Like, we don't have, I can pretend like I'm an Alabama fan.
They do. And we need to stop acting like they some great team. They're not good.
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Toyota Thona Zone, and there's no better way to get in the spirit of the season than with a new Toyota. Like the best-selling Toyota Camry. Now through January 5th, get 4.75 APR financing on remaining new 25 Camrys. Or lease a new 26 Camry LE for $269 a month for 39 months with $3,699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a minute of the Ohio State football postseason presented by CareSource, Kroger, and Spectrum. Celebrate the culmination of the 2025 season with all of Buckeye Nation and follow along on the official athletic site. From the opening postseason kickoff to the final whistle in Miami, we have you covered. It's the 2025 Ohio State football postseason presented by CareSource, Kroger, and Spectrum. Visit ohiostatebuckeyes.com/postseasoncentral2025 now for more information. Go Bucks!
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Windy, warm with scattered showers moving in and possible downpours and thunderstorms tonight. Temperatures in the 50s later on this Thursday. Overnight down to the 20s by Friday morning. It'll be blustery after morning snow showers. Dry and cold. Temperatures staying in the 20s all day long. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
Are we drinking the scarlet and gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Welcome back to The Buckeye Show. 97.1 The Fan. I am Dave Biddle, joined by Patrick Murphy, Isaiah Jacob at the controls. All right, we'll talk more Ohio State football in just a sec. I'm going to get Patrick's thoughts on who's going to be, in his opinion or his guess, if he was betting. Let's say you gave Patrick $100. You gave it to him.
I could take $100.
And he had to bet that on who's going to be Michigan's next coach.
Okay.
Taking Kenny Dillingham, like, what are you doing, this or that? Kalen DeBoer says no. I love when people are like, Kalen DeBoer says he's not going to be the coach. I'm like, you know what Nick Saban said, I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Do you guys remember that? I'm not saying that Kalen DeBoer is going to be Michigan's coach, but I wouldn't rule it out. I think that's a long shot, though. I do think he's going to stay at Bama. But Dillingham, by the way, getting on the Michigan boards is hilarious right now because it's like infighting times a million. It's hilarious because they're like, we don't want Jeff Brohm. And somebody's like, Jeff Brohm's a candidate. Like, it's hilarious. Okay, if you have the means, get on a Michigan message board right now and just enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy it. But who's going to be Michigan's next coach, Patrick Murphy?
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham's probably where I would go. Just that's a name I just keep seeing linked with them. It's tough because I just don't know if you are somebody in a stable situation right now. Why would you go do that? I mean, if you know, he's at Arizona State, not that that's the elite of the elite programs, but I don't know what his contract is, but I imagine he's making pretty good money. Not a ton of pressure. Keep winning there. Other jobs are going to come after you.
Beautiful area of the country. Yeah. And he's, where did he go to school?
Did he go to Arizona State?
He went to Arizona State. Yeah.
Well, that does make it a little bit more difficult.
I mean, we've both been to Ann Arbor. Right?
We have.
We've both been to like the Phoenix area.
Yes.
Right? Where would you rather live?
Yeah, I'd rather live there. I like Ann Arbor as like a city, but not all the time.
Yeah.
It's much better in the summer, for instance, than it is in, say,
you're not as much of an Ypsilanti fan, but Ann Arbor you're okay with.
Yeah, it's a nice little town.
It actually is. I'm joking. And my sister and brother-in-law, they're huge Ohio State fans. It's hilarious. They had to, because my sister was working for HR for Domino's Pizza Corporate, which is in right around there, Ypsilanti. So they actually had a house in Ypsilanti, Michigan, which I had never heard of till there.
Really?
They're like, where's it? I was like, where's that located? Because I was like in junior high at the time. They're like, oh, yeah, it's like spitting distance from Ann Arbor. I'm like, oh, God.
Isn't that where one of the schools is up there?
Eastern Michigan.
Is it Eastern Michigan?
Eastern's there. Yeah, Eastern. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend who went to grad school at Michigan, and I won't call her out because she does sometimes listen, and I know friends of hers that listen, so I won't put her name on blast, Abby McDonald. But
what's up, Abby?
She went to grad school up there. She's an Ohio State fan, and she went to Ohio State. But we went up and visited multiple times, and Ann Arbor was fun, other than the obvious.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, if I had to bet, I'm with you. Like, there's a lot of smoke about Dillingham, but like, if Arizona State like even is in the ballpark, meaning within $1 million, I guess. Like, yeah. I just stay. He's an Arizona
State
guy.
That's the ballpark. You have $1 million.
Isn't it crazy? Isn't it, that used to be like, remember when, well, you might not. I don't know if you were born. When I was a little kid, I remember like Bobby Bowden, when he got $1 million a year. We were like, oh my God, like a football coach,
right?
College football coach is getting $1 million a year. Fast forward, Jim Knowles was making $3 million a year
as a coordinator
to be a defensive coordinator this past year. And now he's at Tennessee making less than that, $2 million. That's still not bad.
You brought up Kalen DeBoer. Like, there's been talk that he and his family aren't don't love living in Tuscaloosa. And if they lose in that first round game and the pressure heats up and he's like, look, I can go live somewhere else that I might like a little better. Like, I just wouldn't, I don't, like, even the guys that sign new contracts. I've said this a few, I said this with some of the guys Penn State was being linked with. Like, I think you could make the argument that if Michigan wants you bad enough, they'd pay your buyout. And
oh yeah,
I don't know. I'll be interested if Alabama loses to keep an eye on what happens with Kalen DeBoer. I know he's put out that he's staying and things like that, but I don't know if the rumors are true that he and his family aren't thrilled in Tuscaloosa, that would be a move much different from Tuscaloosa.
The Michigan fans want DeBoer or Dilly, as they're calling him, Dillingham. Okay. And they are nonplussed about the ideas of Jeff Brohm and Eli Drinkwitz.
I think they're both good coaches. Like, are they game changers? Maybe not, but we haven't seen either of them at that type of program.
That's true. And some people said, well, it'd be an upgrade over Sharon. And a lot of Michigan fans came in. Is that the standard now? Better than Sharon? Better than Ezra? Like, come on.
Well, that's what you had most recently.
That's a low bar.
Yeah. Look, they were on the verge of a potential college football playoff this year.
They were. What happened? Oh, I remember. I do remember now.
Yeah, they didn't get there.
The snow. Yeah. It was a perfect storm, too. Literally. And Ohio State went up there and smoked them. To the point where Ohio State was still hung over a week later against Indiana. Let's talk about it. All right. Again, I'm going to give you $100. I'm not going to. Isaiah might. You get $100. You taking Ohio State to win the title, or are you taking the field?
I'm taking Ohio State.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Spoiler alert on my podcast that comes out this evening. I went through team by team.
It's called the Patrick Murphy Podcast.
It's not. It's the Bucknuts Happy Hour, as you know. You've been on it many times. I went through team by team, game by game, and picked winners, and I ended up with Ohio State. My sort of off-the-wall pick after that was Georgia-Texas Tech.
Not that off the wall.
No, I mean, but like, there's only a few teams that could actually win the national championship.
Five. Right.
Maybe even not that many.
Maybe not even that many. I mean, like, you look at Texas Tech actually has better odds, like, twofold over Georgia when you look at SP Plus. Bill Connelly's SP Plus has Texas Tech 20.9% chance of winning it all. He's got Georgia at like 9%, meaning like his metrics.
Right. Well, that's probably because one of them has to play Ohio State and the other doesn't until the championship game.
It's a good point. And you think that's like counterintuitive because, oh, well, they have to play number one Indiana. Yeah, but who's the betting favorite to win it all?
Right.
Ohio State. And they have a little bit tougher of a draw, but I think Texas Tech and Georgia are a lot more even than people are making it out to be. And a lot of people are picking Georgia to win it all. I saw The Athletic had, they polled like actual like Big Ten, SEC coaches, Big 12 coaches, I think all over the Power Four. And it was like 40% of them had Georgia winning it all, and only like 20% had Ohio State.
Yeah, well, I think the Georgia name continues to ring in people's minds because of what they did, the two-year run, even beyond that, with what Kirby Smart's done with them. But it's not the same team. Like, that defense isn't what it was when they won back-to-back national championships. I don't think even... I like Gunnar Stockton, but... Not to say that Stetson Bennett was more talented, but he just fit what they needed and was like, hey, I'm not losing game. I mean, the throws he made against Ohio State, it was like, where did that come from? You know, and he did that throughout his career. It was just like, wow, throws.
Yeah. And with Stetson Bennett, I thought he'd be like a real Achilles heel for them. Like, he not that he's great, but like, he stepped up. He's made some really tough throws. Not that that's his forte. Like, you know, he's more of a game manager. He can run. He's tough, but he's improved as a passer a lot from last year when he was thrust in.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and I think that comes with just playing the position more. But, you know, he's a guy. I was surprised when I saw the top 10 Heisman votes and he was among that, because you look at his stats, like, it's nothing impressive. He is a good college quarterback who has gotten better and could continue to get better. But I don't think he can make those changing plays. I don't think that defense is as good. Their running game's good. Again, not elite. You know, it's a very solid Georgia team. I don't think it's likely to win a national championship Georgia team.
Yeah, it's interesting. And a lot of people just have it penciled in, Ohio State, Georgia. And then a lot of people I'm seeing, the majority have, not necessarily in Columbus, Ohio, or Ohio in general, but Those people have Georgia like beating Ohio State. Again, these are just people just giving their opinions. But I like Ohio State's chances. I'm with you, man. If you gave me Ohio State or the field, it'd be really close. But I would take Ohio State. Let's kick it to Isaiah. Isaiah, would you take Ohio State or the field if Patrick gave you $100 to bet?
I think I'm still leaning Ohio State, but it's gotten tighter for me just because I do think that Oregon and Texas Tech are a lot stronger than people are giving them credit for, to where it wouldn't be, I think that side with Oregon, Texas Tech, and Indiana, like if any of those three came out in the championship game, I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever, and I think they would all be tough games for the Buckeyes.
But I think from a outside perspective too, like we watched Ohio State as closely as we could all season. The people that watched Ohio State when they were playing bigger games probably watched what? Texas, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana.
A lot of people probably just watched, probably other than Illinois. I mean, I bet the majority saw Ohio State, Texas, Ohio State, and Michigan, and then the Big Ten championship game, which the ratings were great for the Big Ten championship game.
So you see Ohio State barely beat Texas. You see a Michigan team that wasn't great, and then you see Indiana beat Ohio State, so that's why you're picking Georgia.
All right, our abbreviated show is now over. Thank you very much for joining us. For Patrick Murphy and Isaiah Jacob, I am Dave Biddle. Up next is pregame coverage of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Go Jackets! This has been the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
VA benefits.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.